Section 7. Laws and Rules of the Road. Traffic Control. When at or approaching traffic signals or signs, yield to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other nearby vehicles that may have the right of way. See Right of Way Rules. Who goes first in this section? Traffic signals. Solid red light. A red traffic signal light means stop. You can turn right at a red light if there is not a no turn on red sign posted. You stop at the stop or limit line, yield for pedestrians, and turn when it is safe. Red arrow. A red arrow means stop. Do not turn at a red arrow. Remain stopped until a green traffic signal light or green arrow appears. Flashing red light. A flashing red signal light means stop. After stopping, you may go when it is safe. Solid yellow light. A yellow traffic signal light means caution. The light is about to turn red. When you see a yellow traffic signal light, stop, if you can do so safely. If you cannot stop safely, cautiously cross the intersection. Yellow arrow. A yellow arrow means the protected turning time is ending. The signal will change soon. If you cannot stop safely or you are already in the intersection, cautiously complete your turn. Pay attention to the next signal. It could be a green or red traffic signal light. Red arrow, flashing yellow light. A flashing yellow traffic signal light is a warning to proceed with caution. Slow down and be alert. You do not need to stop. Flashing yellow arrow. You can turn, but your turn is not protected from other traffic. Proceed to turn left after yielding to oncoming traffic and proceed with caution. Solid green light. A green traffic signal light means go. You should still stop for any vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian in the intersection. Only proceed if you have enough space without creating a danger to any oncoming vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian. Do not enter the intersection if you cannot get completely across before the traffic signal light turns red. Green arrow. A green arrow means go in the direction the arrow is pointing. The green arrow allows you to make a protected turn. Oncoming vehicles are stopped by a red traffic signal light. Traffic light not working. When a traffic light is not working, stop as if the intersection is controlled by stop signs in all directions. Then proceed cautiously when it is safe to do so. Pedestrian signals or signs. Walk or walking person. You may cross the street. Don't walk or raised hand. You may not cross the street. Flashing don't walk or flashing raised hand. Do not start crossing the street. The traffic signal light is about to change. Drivers must yield to pedestrians even if the don't walk light is flashing. Numbers. The numbers count down the seconds left for crossing the street. Diagonal crossing. These are crisscross and diagonal crosswalks that allow pedestrians to cross the intersection in any direction at the same time. Cross only when the walk signal allows it. Sounds. Sounds such as beeping, chirping, or verbal messages help blind or visually impaired pedestrians cross the street. Pedestrian push button. This is used to activate the walk or walking person signal. No pedestrian signals. If there are no pedestrian signals, obey the vehicle traffic signals. Signs. Obey all warning signs regardless of their shape or color. Stop sign. Make a full stop before entering the crosswalk or at the limit line. If there is no limit line or crosswalk, stop before entering the intersection. Check traffic in all directions before proceeding. Red yield sign. Slow down and be ready to stop to let any vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian pass before you proceed. Red and white regulatory sign. Follow the sign's instruction. For example, do not enter means do not enter the road or ramp where the sign is posted. Wrong way sign. If you enter a roadway against traffic, do not enter and wrong way signs may be posted. When it is safe, back out or turn around. If you are driving at night, you will know you are going the wrong way if the road reflectors shine red in your headlights. Red circle with a red line through it. The picture inside the circle shows what you cannot do and may be shown with words. Yellow and black circular sign or X-shaped sign. You are approaching a railroad crossing. Look, listen, slow down, and prepare to stop. Let any trains pass before you proceed. Many railroad crossings also have a blue and white sign to tell you what to do if there is an emergency on or near the tracks, or if your vehicle has stalled on the tracks. Five-sided sign. You are near a school. Drive slowly and stop for children in the crosswalk. Diamond-shaped sign. Warns you of specific road conditions and dangers ahead. White rectangular sign. communicates many important rules you must obey. Warning signs. Warns of conditions related to pedestrians, bicyclists, schools, playgrounds, school buses, and school passenger loading zones. For more information about signs, visit dot.ta.gov/safety-programs/SIGN-charts. Right-of-way rules. Who goes first? Right-of-way rules help you understand who goes first when vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists meet on the road. The vehicle that arrives to the intersection first has the right-of-way. Other vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians must wait for the person who has the right-of-way. Never assume that other drivers will give you the right-of-way. Give up your right-of-way when it will help prevent collisions. Intersections. An intersection is any place where one road meets another road. Controlled intersections have signs or traffic signal lights. Uncontrolled and blind intersections do not. Before entering an intersection, check for vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Be prepared to slow down and stop if necessary. Pedestrians always have the right of way. Here are some right of way rules at intersections. Without stop or yield signs, the vehicle that arrives to the intersection first has the right of way. However, if a vehicle, pedestrian, or bicyclist gets to the intersection at the same time as you, give the right-of-way to the vehicle, pedestrian, or bicyclist on your right. If you approach a stop sign and there is a stop sign on all four corners, stop first and proceed as above. T-intersections without stop or yield signs. Vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians on the through road, continuing to go straight, have the right-of-way. Turning left. Check for pedestrians. Give the right-of-way to any pedestrian or approaching vehicle that is close enough to be dangerous. Turning right. Always check for pedestrians crossing the street and motorcycles and bicycles riding next to you. Green traffic signal light. Proceed with caution. Pedestrians have the right-of-way. Entering traffic. When entering traffic, you must proceed with caution and yield to the traffic already occupying the lanes. It is against the law to stop or block an intersection where there is not enough space to completely cross before the traffic signal light turns red. Roundabouts. In a roundabout, traffic travels in one direction around a central island. How to use a roundabout? 1. Slow down as you approach. 2. Yield to all traffic already in the roundabout. 3. Enter heading to the right when there is a big enough gap in traffic to merge safely. 4. Watch for signs and lane markings that guide you. 5. Travel in a counterclockwise direction. Do not stop or pass. 6. Signal when you change lanes or exit. 7. If you miss your exit, continue around until you return to your exit. If the roundabout has multiple lanes, choose your entry or exit lane based on your destination. This is shown in the image below. 2. 1. Turn right, yellow car. Choose the right lane and exit in the right lane. 2. Go straight, red car. Choose either lane. Exit in the lane you entered. 3. Turn left. Enter and continue driving until you reach the exit in the direction you choose, blue car. Pedestrians. These are considered pedestrians or vulnerable road users. A person walking. A person traveling on something other than a vehicle or bicycle. This includes roller skates, a skateboard, etc. A person with a disability using a tricycle, quadricycle, or wheelchair for transportation. Although pedestrians have the right of way, they also must follow the rules of the road. When there is a pedestrian crossing a roadway with or without a crosswalk, you must use caution, reduce your speed, or stop to allow the pedestrian to safely finish crossing. Other things to keep in mind. Do not pass a vehicle stopped at a crosswalk. You may not be able to see a pedestrian crossing the street. If a pedestrian makes eye contact with you, they are ready to cross the street. Yield to the pedestrian. Always allow pedestrians enough time to safely cross a street, as some groups such as seniors, people with small children, and people with disabilities may require extra time. Crosswalks. A crosswalk is the part of the road set aside for pedestrians to safely cross the road. They are often marked with white lines. School crossings may have yellow crosswalk lines. Not all crosswalks are marked. Pedestrians have the right of way in marked or unmarked crosswalks. If there is a limit line before the crosswalk, stop at the limit line and allow pedestrians to cross the street. Some crosswalks have flashing lights. Whether or not the lights are flashing, look for pedestrians and be prepared to stop. Pedestrians who are blind. Pedestrians using guide dogs or white canes have the right of way at all times. These pedestrians are partially or totally blind. Be careful when you are turning or backing up. This is particularly important if you are driving a hybrid or electric vehicle because blind pedestrians rely on sound to know there is a vehicle nearby. Do not stop in the middle of a crosswalk. This could force a blind pedestrian to walk into traffic outside of the crosswalk. Do not honk your horn at a blind person. When a blind person pulls in their cane and steps away from the intersection, this gesture usually means you may go. Mountain roads. If two vehicles meet on a steep, narrow road and neither vehicle can pass, the vehicle facing uphill has the right of way. The vehicle facing downhill has more control when backing up the hill. The vehicle facing downhill should back up until the vehicle going uphill can pass. Sharing the road. Drivers need to share the road with other vehicles, pedestrians, bicyclists, road workers, and large vehicles. Blind spots, the no zone. Large vehicle and truck drivers have a better view in front of them and bigger mirrors, but they also have large blind spots, also called no zones. In these areas, your vehicle can disappear from a large vehicle or truck driver's view. If you cannot see the truck's side mirrors, the truck driver cannot see you. Braking. Large vehicles and commercial trucks take longer to stop than passenger vehicles traveling at the same speed. When traveling, they create extra space in front of their vehicle to use if they need to stop suddenly. The average passenger vehicle traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop within 300 feet. A large vehicle traveling at the same speed can take up to 400 feet to stop. The heavier the vehicle and the faster it is moving, the longer it takes to safely stop, so a loaded truck will take longer to stop than an empty truck. Do not move in front of a large vehicle and suddenly slow down or stop. The large vehicle will not be able to stop fast enough to avoid crashing into you. Turning. When a vehicle turns, the rear wheels follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the greater the difference in the length of the turning path. This is why large vehicles and truck drivers must often swing wide to complete a turn. When you follow a large vehicle, look at its turn signals before you start to pass. It may appear to be turning one direction, but instead is swinging wide in the opposite direction in order to turn. Maneuvering. Large vehicles and trucks are not as easy to maneuver as passenger vehicles. On a divided highway with four or more traffic lanes in one direction, they may be driven in the lane just to the left of the far right lane. When driving near large vehicles and trucks, do not. Change lanes directly in front of them to reach an exit or turn. Drive next to them longer than you need to. Always pass a large vehicle on the left side. After you pass the large vehicle or truck, move ahead of it. Driving alongside a large vehicle makes it hard for the driver to avoid dangers in the road. Underestimate their size and speed. Buses, streetcars, trolleys. Safety zones are spaces set aside for pedestrians waiting for buses, streetcars, and trolleys. Safety zones are marked by raised buttons or markers on a road. Do not drive through a safety zone under any condition. When a bus, streetcar, or trolley is stopped at a safety zone or traffic light, you may pass at no more than 10 miles per hour. Do not overtake and pass a light rail vehicle or streetcar on the left side, whether it is moving or standing, unless you are on a one-way street. A traffic officer directs you to pass on the left. Light rail vehicles. On public roads, light rail vehicles have the same rights and responsibilities as other vehicles. To safely share the road with light rail vehicles. Be aware of where they operate. Buildings, trees, and other items can cause blind spots for the operator. Never turn in front of an approaching light rail vehicle. Maintain a safe distance. Check for approaching light rail vehicles before you turn across the tracks. Complete your turn only when the traffic light indicates you may proceed. Be aware they can interrupt traffic lights. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other vehicles. To safely share the road with motorcyclists. Check for motorcycles and use your mirrors when you change lanes or enter a road. Motorcycles are smaller in size and harder to see, so they easily disappear in vehicle blind spots. Allow a safe 3-second following distance. This space will help you avoid hitting a motorcyclist if they brake suddenly or fall. Whenever possible, give a motorcycle the full lane. It is legal to share lanes with motorcycles. This is known as lane splitting. Never try to pass a motorcycle in the same lane as you. Check for motorcyclists before you open your door next to traffic. When possible, move to one side of your lane to give motorcyclists more room to pass. Road conditions can cause motorcyclists to suddenly change speed or direction. Emergency vehicles. Give the right-of-way to any law enforcement vehicle, fire engine, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle using a siren and red lights. Failure to pull over may result in a ticket. Drive to the right edge of the road and stop until the emergency vehicle have passed. When approaching a stationary emergency vehicle with flashing emergency signal lights, hazard lights, move over and slow down. If you are in an intersection when you see an emergency vehicle, continue through the intersection. Drive to the right as soon as it is safe and stop. Obey any direction, order, or signal given by a law enforcement officer or firefighter. Follow their orders even if they conflict with existing signs, signals, or laws. It is against the law to follow within 300 feet of any fire engine, law enforcement vehicle, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle when their siren or flashing lights are on. You can be arrested if you drive to the scene of a fire, collision, or other disaster. When you do this, you are getting in the way of firefighters, ambulance crews, or other rescue and emergency personnel. Slow-moving vehicles. They can take longer to get up to speed when entering traffic. Large trucks, bicycles, and some cars lose speed on long or steep hills. Some slow-moving vehicles have an orange and red triangle on their back, such as road maintenance vehicles, which usually travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Other types of slow-moving motorized vehicles that may operate on public roads include scooters, neighborhood electric vehicles, golf carts. Adjust your speed to share the road with these vehicles. Neighborhood electric vehicles, SEIAs interpret as characters, NEV SEIAs, and low-speed vehicles, SEIAs interpret as characters, LSV SEIAs. Watch for slow-moving vehicles when you see these signs or markings. SEIAs interpret as characters, NEV SEIAs use only. SEIAs interpret as characters, NEV SEIAs route. NEVs and LSVs reach a maximum speed of 25 miles per hour. They are restricted from roads where the speed limit is greater than 35 miles per hour. Animal-drawn vehicles. Horse-drawn vehicles and people riding horses or other animals are allowed to share the road with motor vehicles. It is against the law to intentionally scare horses or livestock. Near animals. If you see a sign with a picture of an animal, watch for animals on or near the road. If you see animals or livestock near the road, slow down or stop and proceed when it is safe. Be sure to follow directions from the person in charge of the animals. Bicycles. Bicyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. Bicyclists may legally ride on certain sections of freeways where there is no alternate route and bicycling is not forbidden by law. Move left to avoid hazards. These may include parked or moving vehicles, bicycles, animals, or trash. Choose to ride near the left curb or edge of a one-way street. Choose to use crosswalks by stopping and crossing as a pedestrian. Bicyclist responsibilities. As a bicyclist, you must obey all traffic signs, signal lights, and basic right-of-way rules. Ride in the same direction as traffic. Always look over your shoulder to make sure the lane is clear before turning or changing lanes. Yield to pedestrians. Wear a helmet, if under 18 years old. Stay visible, for example, never weave between parked vehicles. Ride as near to the right curb or edge of the roadway as possible. Not ride on the sidewalk, unless allowed by the city. Make left and right turns in the same way drivers do, using hand signals and turn lanes. Use a bike lane whenever possible, or use a through traffic lane. Have fully functional brakes. Bicycling at night. When it is dark out, bicyclists should avoid wearing dark clothing. Your bicycle must have the following equipment: a front lamp with a white light visible from 300 feet, A built-in rear red reflector, solid red light, or flashing red light. This must be visible from 500 feet. A white or yellow reflector on each pedal, the bicyclist's shoes, or their ankles. These must be visible from 200 feet. A white or yellow reflector on the front wheel, a white or red reflector on the rear wheel, or reflectorized tires. Bicycling in travel lanes. Bicyclists traveling slower than the flow of traffic must ride as close as possible to the right curb or edge of the road, unless passing a vehicle or another bicycle in the same direction. Preparing to make a left turn. Avoiding a hazard or road condition. A lane is too narrow for a bicycle and a vehicle to safely travel side by side in the lane. Approaching a right turn. On a one-way road with two or more lanes. In this case, a bicyclist may ride near the left curb or edge of the road. Drivers should follow at a safe distance. When it is safe, the bicyclist should move to a position that allows vehicles to pass. Passing a bicyclist. To safely pass a bicyclist that is in the travel lane, you may need to change to another lane. In this case, pass safely, then return to your original lane. Leave space between your vehicle and the bicyclist. When you cannot change lanes to pass a bicyclist, allow at least 3 feet between your vehicle and the bicyclist. If you cannot give 3 feet of space, do not pass the cyclist until 3 feet of clearance can be given. This will help you avoid putting the bicyclist in danger. Remember to give bicyclists enough space so they are not forced into parked vehicles or open vehicle doors. Only merge toward the curb or into the bike lane when it is safe. Merge safely behind a bicyclist when preparing to make a turn. Enter a bike lane no more than 200 feet before starting a turn. Check for bicyclists when changing lanes or entering traffic. They may be hidden in a vehicle's blind spots. Be careful when approaching or passing a bicyclist on a two-lane road, road workers and work zones. You will see warning signs and message boards when there are workers, slow-moving equipment, and closed lanes ahead. Go through the work zone carefully by slowing down, allowing extra space between vehicles, expecting sudden slowing or stopping, watching for drivers changing lanes, avoiding distractions. Cones, drums, or other barriers will guide you through the work zone. Prepare to slow down or stop for highway equipment. Merge as soon as it is safe without crossing the cones or drums. Watch for bicycles if lanes are narrow or the shoulder is closed. Obey special signs or instructions from workers such as flaggers. Fines and double fine zones. Fines for traffic violations in a work zone can be $1,000 or more. Anyone convicted of assaulting a highway worker faces fines of up to $2,000 and imprisonment for up to 1 year. Certain roads are chosen as safety-enhanced double fine zones. This is due to increased collision-related injuries and fatalities. Fines are doubled in these zones. Fines are also doubled in highway construction or maintenance zones when workers are present. Move over and slow down. Drivers must move over and slow down for emergency and roadwork vehicles. These include stationary emergency vehicles or tow trucks displaying flashing amber warning lights. Stopped roadwork vehicles displaying emergency flashing or amber warning lights. Vehicles with hazardous loads. A diamond-shaped sign on a truck means that the truck's load may be dangerous. Gas, explosives, etc. Vehicles with these signs must stop before crossing railroad tracks. Heavy traffic or bad weather. You must drive slower when there is heavy traffic or bad weather. At the same time, you should not block normal and reasonable traffic flow by driving too slowly. Do not drive over or under the speed limit. You may be cited if you do. When another driver is close behind you and wishes to drive faster, move to the right. If you choose to drive slower than other traffic, drive in the right lane. Refer to choosing a lane in Section 6 for more information. Towing. You must drive in the far right lane or a lane marked for slower vehicles when you tow a vehicle or trailer. Drive a truck with 3 or more axles. If no lanes are marked and there are 4 or more lanes in your direction, you may only drive in the 2 lanes closest to the right edge of the road. Around children. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour within 500 feet of a school while children are outside or crossing the street. Some school zones may have speed limits as low as 15 miles per hour. When near schools, look for bicyclists and pedestrians, school safety patrols or crossing guards. Be sure to obey their directions at all times. Stopped school buses and children crossing the street. Some school buses flash yellow lights when preparing to stop to let children off the bus. The yellow flashing lights warn you to slow down and prepare to stop. When the bus flashes red lights, located at the top, front, and back of the bus, you must stop from either direction until the children are safely across the street and the lights stop flashing. Remain stopped while the red lights are flashing. If you fail to stop, you may be fined up to $1,000, and your driving privilege could be suspended for 1 year. If the school bus is on the other side of a divided or multi-lane highway, two or more lanes in each direction, you do not need to stop. Blind intersections. An intersection is considered blind if it has no stop signs at any corner. If your view is blocked, move slowly forward until you can see. The speed limit for a blind intersection is 15 miles per hour. Alleys. An alley is any road no wider than 25 feet that is used to access the rear or side entrances of buildings or properties. The speed limit in an alley is 15 miles per hour, near railroad or light rail tracks. The speed limit is 15 miles per hour within 100 feet of a railroad crossing, and you cannot see the tracks for 400 feet in both directions. You may drive faster than 15 miles per hour if the crossing is controlled by gates, a warning signal, or a flagman. At railroad or train crossings, flashing red warning lights indicate you must stop and wait. Do not proceed over the railroad tracks until the red lights stop flashing, even if the gate rises. When the crossing devices or a person warns you a train is coming, stop at least 15 feet from the nearest track. Do not go under lowering gates or around lowered gates. If the gates are lowered and you do not see a train approaching, call the posted railroad emergency toll-free number or 911. Stop, look, and listen. If you see a train coming or hear a horn or bell, do not cross. Many crossings have multiple tracks. Look in both directions and only cross when it is safe. Expect a train on any track, at any time, traveling in either direction. Never stop on the railroad tracks. Wait and do not begin proceeding if you do not have enough room to completely cross the tracks. If you are on the tracks, you risk injury or death. Watch for vehicles that must stop before they cross train tracks. These vehicles include buses, school buses, and vehicles marked with a hazardous materials placard, business or residential districts. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour, unless otherwise posted. Other important roadway information. You must not smoke when a minor is in the vehicle. You can be fined. Not dump or abandon animals on a highway. This crime is punishable by a fine of up to $1,000, 6 months in jail, or both. Not drive a vehicle so overloaded that you cannot control it, see ahead, or see to the sides of your vehicle. Not drive a vehicle with an unsecured load that is a safety hazard. Not carry anything in or on a passenger vehicle, which extends beyond the fenders on the left side or more than 6 inches beyond the fenders on the right side. Cargo that extends more than 4 feet from the back rear bumper of the vehicle must display a 12-inch red or fluorescent orange square flag. At night, this cargo must be marked with 2 red lights. Not allow a person to ride in the back of a pickup or other truck unless the vehicle has secure seats and safety belts. Not transport animals in the back of a pickup or other truck unless the animal is properly secured. This prevents the animal from falling, jumping, or being thrown from the vehicle. Not drive a vehicle equipped with a video monitor visible to the driver unless it only displays vehicle information, navigation system, media player, or radio. Not throw a cigarette, cigar, or other flaming or glowing substance from your vehicle. Not put signs or other objects on the front windshield or side rear windows that block your view. Do not hang objects on the mirror. Objects may only be affixed in these locations. A 7-inch square on the lower corner of the passenger's side windshield or the lower corner of the rear window. A 5-inch square on the lower corner of the driver's side window. On the side windows behind the driver. A 5-inch square located in the center uppermost portion of your windshield for an electronic toll payment device. Not interfere with a funeral procession. A funeral procession is led by a traffic officer and has the right of way. All vehicles taking part in the procession have windshield markers to identify them and have their headlights on. You can be ticketed if you interrupt a funeral procession. Not operate a vehicle with an illegible license plate. Not alter a license plate in any way. Evading law enforcement. It is a misdemeanor to use a motor vehicle to flee or attempt to evade law enforcement performing their duties. This is punishable by imprisonment in a county jail for 1 year or less. A person convicted of causing serious bodily injury during a law enforcement pursuit is subject to imprisonment in a state prison for up to 7 years or a county jail for 1 year or less. A person convicted of manslaughter resulting from evading law enforcement during a pursuit is subject to imprisonment in a state prison for a minimum of 4 to 10 years. If an unlicensed person is caught driving your vehicle, it may be impounded for 30 days. Speed contests and reckless driving. A person convicted of reckless driving or engaging in a speed contest that causes injury to another person is subject to imprisonment, a fine, or both. Points on your driver's record. Say as interpret as characters. DMV say as monitors your driving record. If you are stopped by a law enforcement officer and cited, ticketed for a traffic violation, you sign the ticket as a promise to appear in traffic court. If you get a traffic ticket and fail to appear, say as interpret as characters, FTA, say as. In court, say as interpret as characters. DMV say as may suspend your driving privilege until you appear. If you do not keep your promise to appear in court, the say as interpret as characters, FTA say as, goes on your driver record. Each time you are convicted of a moving traffic violation, the court notifies say as interpret as characters, DMV say as. The conviction is placed on your driver's record. Convictions reported by other states and juvenile court are also added to your driver's record. Traffic convictions and collisions stay on your record for 36 months or longer, depending on the type of conviction. As an adult, your license may be suspended if your driver's record shows one of the following point totals: 4 points in 12 months, 6 points in 24 months, 8 points in 36 months. Traffic violator school. If you are given a 1-point traffic violation, the judge may offer you the choice to attend a traffic violator school to have the citation not reported to your insurance company, but remain on your driving record. You can do this once in any 18-month period. The school will report your course completion to the court. You will also get a completion receipt. If you are a commercial driver cited in a non-commercial vehicle, see the California Commercial Driver Handbook. Suspension or revocation. If you have too many points on your driver's record, you will be considered a negligent driver. Say as interpret as characters. DMV, say as, will place you on probation, suspend, or revoke your driving privilege. When this happens, you have the right to a hearing. Say as interpret as characters. DMV, say as, will notify you in writing of any action taken against your driving privilege and inform you of your legal rights, including your right to a hearing. Say as interpret as characters. DMV say as will revoke your driving privilege if you are convicted of a hit and run or reckless driving that resulted in injury. Courts also have the authority to suspend a person's driving privilege. At the end of your suspension or revocation, you may apply for a replacement driver's license. You must show proof of financial responsibility, such as say as interpret as characters, SAR say as, 22, say as interpret as characters. SAR say as, 1P. Maintaining your minor's provisional driver's license. If you get into collisions or commit traffic violations within the first 12 months of obtaining your minor's driver's license, say as interpret as characters. DMV say as may restrict or suspend your driving privilege. You cannot drive if your driving privilege is suspended or revoked. As a minor, say as interpret as characters. DMV say as may take action against your license if you have one at-fault collision or traffic violation conviction. An at-fault collision means you were found responsible. Two at-fault collisions, two traffic violation convictions, or one of each. You cannot drive for 30 days unless a licensed adult, at least 25 years old, rides with you. Three at-fault collisions, 3 traffic violation convictions, or a combination. Your driving privilege will be suspended for 6 months. You will be on probation for 1 year. If you have more at-fault collisions or traffic violation convictions while on probation, your license will be suspended again. A conviction of using alcohol or a controlled substance, or both, and are 15-20 years old. The court will order SEIA's interpret as characters, DMV SEIA's to suspend your driving privilege for 1 year or delay your eligibility to apply for a driver's license. Note, turning 18 years old does not erase or end existing restrictions, suspensions, or probation sentences. Administrative hearing. Administrative hearings are conducted by SEIA's interpret as characters, DMV SEIA's. If you received notification that a proposed action is being taken against your driving privilege, you must request a hearing within 10 days of being served or 14 days from the date the notice is mailed. If you do not make a timely request, your right to a hearing will be lost. This hearing provides you with an opportunity to be heard before an action is taken against your driving privilege. You may also have to appear in court for the same reason. Any action taken by the court is independent of the action taken by SEIA's interpret as characters, DMV SEIA's. Your hearing rights. You have the right to present relevant evidence and witnesses on your behalf, testify on your behalf, or be represented by an attorney or other representative at your expense. Representation by an attorney is not required. Review the evidence and cross-examine the testimony of any witness. SEIA's interpret as characters, DMV SEIA's, bases its case only on written documents. If you wish to question someone who prepared a document or is listed on a document used as evidence, it is your responsibility to acquire a subpoena. For more information regarding administrative hearings, visit dmv.ca.gov, driver safety, unsafe driver. If you know someone who no longer drives safely, you may submit a request for driver re-examination to SEIA's interpret as characters, DMV SEIA's to review their driving qualifications. To obtain a form, visit dmv.ca.gov re-examination. Record confidentiality. Most information in your driver's record is available to the public, except physical or mental conditions, address, and social security number. You can get a copy of your driver's record online or at a kiosk. For more information on record requests, visit dmv.ca.gov record requests.